Ninth District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler.
The state income tax is now on the second reading calendar here in Olympia, with a real possibility that we'll be voting on it any day now. I think you need to go back and look. When I first ran for the State House of Representatives, I promised my constituents never. I intend to keep the promise. When I ran for the Senate, I was asked income tax, and I simply said never, and I meant it. I've never once wavered or tried to deceive my constituents how I felt about an income tax. And when surveyed, they've been very consistent in their opposition to an income tax. If nothing else, they don't trust government with their money. But let me tell you what I've told proponents of an income tax. It was very factual this week. I get emails many a day saying, support an income tax for health care, education, higher education. All are good things government can do for people. But let's be completely honest. Nowhere in the bill does it call out for any money to go to K-12. Nowhere in the bill does it call for a single penny to go to our higher ed system. And health care, well, it's silent too. So not only are this millionaire's tax actually a straight income tax, it doesn't do what people are told it will. Let's be honest with the people. I said never, and I meant it. And I think people are being deceived by the propaganda that says, well, this will fund your health care, higher ed, and K-12. No, it won't. That money will be spent any way politicians want to spend it. So there's no guarantees that their priorities will be funded.
Ninth District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler.